Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. With automation continuously evolving, supply chain facilities are changing too, leveraging new technologies to help elevate the entire operation. One particular area that's seeing significant change is employee well-being and satisfaction. As autonomous robotics and AI enter the supply chain arena, there is potential to increase performance expectations for human employees and focus on prioritizing an open dialogue to achieve work-life balance and overall employee wellness. By leveraging tools designed to reduce repetitive tasks and stress, organizations can create a healthier, more supportive workplace that keeps the human element central to productivity and innovation. Joining us today is Christy Montgomery, Vice President of Innovation, Research and Development at Kenco Group, and Allison Myers, Director of Marketing and Communication at Fieve Intralogistics Corp. They're going to discuss the importance of employee well-being in the era of automation and AI. Thanks for being here. Christy, let's start with you. How can automation and AI enhance worker satisfaction within supply chain environments?
It's an interesting question. A lot of employees feel like maybe AI and automation is going to replace their job, but I feel like there's a lot of opportunity to augment the human in the workplace versus replace the human in the workplace. So think about optimization of the work that you do. There's probably a lot of things that a human worker does in a day that is repetitive and can be automated and will allow them to be even more productive than they are now and probably reduce some frustration, quite frankly. So I think it can help us improve decision-making, making those decisions come faster and more accurate, as well as give us time to be more creative and boost creativity in the workplace from our human elements. And then as well, reduce some of the errors because it can perform really quick fact checking and even spell checking and grammar check, all those things really quickly and provide feedback and insight on how it can be done better. And so I think there's a lot of good things that can come out of AI and automation in the workforce.
Allison, while AI and automation can be tools in an employee's day-to-day work schedule, how can they help with the mental or physical well-being components?
Companies can enhance employee well-being through automation by really ensuring that it complements rather than competes, rather than replacing those human efforts. So it's complementary. This really involves using automation to take away those mundane things that we don't really want to do, those physical demanding tasks that are hard, those tedious things. Some of those mundane tasks are the things that none of us like to do, right? Data entry, scheduling, monitoring things like production lines, anything that's really repetitive or prone to human error, that's where that can really free up people. That's what automation can help do, any of those repetitive tasks. And it helps us not create errors. So this shift not only reduces stress, but it also frees up employees to engage in more rewarding and high value activities. And I think that's the focus, is how can we get our employees to a place where they're freed up to think about higher level, more strategic things, more creative things, stuff that's really going to be more rewarding for them and their job and their careers. A lot of times mental health comes from the fear of the unknown, fear and uncertainty and doubt, also called FUD. And so I think a lot of that comes around with education and training to understand how you can use automation to help rather than to hurt. What are those pieces and job replacements that can come in so people can be scared that they may be losing some kind of job with the advent of either automation or AI technology? But organizations and companies can really address those issues by creating comprehensive training programs, offering mental health resources, and really fostering a culture of continuous learning. I think those are the things that are going to help. So let's be lifelong learners and understanding how we can work in a collaborative space with automation and AI.
We often talk about decreasing stress when discussing what AI and automation can do for us, but what are some factors we need to assess when considering automation in the workplace?
automation and AI are always a bit of a fear factor because they are a bit unknown. And so people are worried about their job security and things like that. Am I going to be displaced? And sometimes, yes, you could be potentially displaced. But I think there's also a negative impact around higher unemployment. We could also see more disparity, and maybe AI and automation exacerbate the inequality that you see between the white-collar workforce and the blue-collar workforce. And so there's always those things that have to be looked at and concerned. By no means is AI and automation the perfect answer to everything. And so I think there is some potential for that to be a negative impact on certain aspects of the workforce. But I also think there's opportunity for that to give people in the workforce new opportunities to learn new skills, to have higher paying jobs potentially because they have a different skill set that's more technology focused. Could be that they get a new job opportunity because now there's a need for a leader that can bridge the gap between technology and the blue collar workforce. So I think, you know, there's always positive and negatives about everything. And I think you have to take those both in balance and think about how this is going to be impactful to your organization.
With that in mind, what role should employers play in supporting employees' wellness in an increasingly automated workplace?
There's always just human nature and resistance to change as we implement anything new, whether it's automation and AI or just a new process or something like that. So I think we as employers have to think about that worry, that stress that brings, and be very transparent, very open, over-communicate the change and make sure that they feel safe and they're in a place of understanding, hey, this could be a good thing for me. And even if my job is going to change, there are good things about that change that's going to be impacting me. And we really have to make sure we're thinking about timing of that change as well as how quickly we expect that change to occur, because different people accept and adopt change in different timeframes. And so just really trying to help our employees personalize how this is going to impact them and overcome those fears and concerns and worries that may stress them out.
What are some ways in which employers can help make AI and automation adoption easier for their employees?
Have open dialogue, have open communication with your employees, being transparent communications, and really the intent and benefits of automation, sharing those in those communications, and then inviting and soliciting feedback, creating those feedback loops in your organization, from your employees, conducting workshops. What do marketers do, right? We do focus groups. Have those for your employees so they can understand the benefits of automation, so that you include them not only in understanding, but help them be part of the process. Help them be part of the decision-making process so they can build trust. And it also helps reduce some of that resistance to new technologies.
I'd like to explore AI technologies and tools. What are some of the most promising AI-driven tools for workers?
Some of the things I've seen are really predictive tools that allow you to understand where the employee is on the engagement scale. Are they really excited and participatory in their job, or are they not? And then tailor an approach for that employee that's very personalized to them, that allows you to be proactive around ensuring that they have support and help and are excited about their job. So some of those abilities to alert leadership that, hey, this employee may be struggling right now. We're seeing in the coming days that perhaps they're going to fall off on productivity, and giving that leader insights as to how to help support, coach, and be there for that employee. And so how do we help look at not only the workforce as a whole, but what AI is driving is a very personalized approach for each individual employee, which I think is a really interesting and great tool. So think of it like a personalized digital coach, right? I'm getting the type of help that I personally need in the way that I learn and the way that I respond. And so it drives up employee engagement within the workforce. And then just tools that help you as an employer overall look at and predict turnover, and how do we reduce that? What things can we implement to really drive a better retention rate within our workforce?
Are there any specific examples where you've seen AI-driven tools directly reduce employee stress or workload?
I think one example I would use is the access to a 24/7 chatbot, that allows me to be anonymous and ask whatever questions I want to ask about our benefits program, about an employee assistance program, about how I might find the resources I need or get that digital coach to help me with a particular problem without feeling like I'm revealing something that I don't necessarily want to reveal to my employer. And then just again, back to that, like monitoring burnout and being able to proactively help assist that employee with whatever might be happening. So being able to really have access to things that give me personal information that can help me, or proactively alerting me, a pop-up on my screen that says, hey, did you know that we had XYZ program and it's free to you? And really personalizing those things that I might be willing to take advantage of but didn't know about or wouldn't have thought about in another circumstance. So I think some of that generative AI, where we're looking at how do we help our employees in the moment that they need it with the specific help that they need.
What are the ethical concerns when using AI to monitor employees' well-being, such as tracking stress or engagement?
When you're talking about technology and applying that to a human, there are always ethical concerns that employers have to be aware of. And I think even our government is recognizing that. There's many municipalities that are releasing legal findings around how you can use AI and biometric information within your organization. But I think if you're always keeping human dignity at the center of what it is that you're trying to do with the technology, whether it's AI or it's automation or whatever it may be, if you keep that in focus, then you're going to design that solution to really help the human and not to hurt them.
That's true. Allison, we've seen automation and AI evolve rapidly over the last few years. How will the relationship between human workers and AI-driven tools grow over the next few years?
You can really use these tools to monitor the stress of employees. So as the tools progress, they're really there to be helpful to us and help us do our jobs better. So it's really a big support function. And I think that's the shift, is we need to think about how we use these tools in a way that really benefits us to work more efficiently, work smarter, not harder, and to identify those places where overwork and places where proactive measures can be in place, suggesting breaks or adjusting workloads. My watch tells me when it's time to stand up all the time, hey, you've been sitting too long. So as technology gets smarter, it's really going to help us monitor and support us to do better. So how much screen time do you have? And I think those really help support mental health in the workplace, using that technology in combination with whatever work we're trying to accomplish and those tasks we're trying to get done. As we move forward over the next decade, I just see it becoming more and more collaborative between automation and human employees, where technology handles those routine tasks and we really focus on the areas that require emotional intelligence, creative problem solving. And with this synergy, we can really not only increase efficiency, which is so important for all of us, but foster innovation. And that's the fun part, is this will make work so much more meaningful for all of us, because we can focus on the fun, creative stuff while the routine tasks are continually being peeled away from us. And so I'm excited to work in a place that's like that.
Thanks again, Christy and Allison, for joining us on this episode of the MHI Cast to share your insights on how AI and automation impact employee well-being and how to keep an open dialogue to achieve the wellness of your entire team. And a big thank you to you, our audience, for tuning in today. To learn more about the latest innovations in the supply chain space, make plans now to attend ProMat 2025 in Chicago from March 17th to 20th. Visit promatshow.com to learn more and register to attend. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.